All right, Christine Chavez at the Drury Hotel Mayor's Reception as part of the Next Generation Water Summit, continuing our interviews of speakers and guests and friends. We do have a speaker with us now, Adam Dehier. And Adam, you have two different spots on our agenda for the summit. Do you want to talk a little bit about both of those?
Sure, yeah. Today was on a panel, Taking Water Seriously. So was with a couple of other folks from the building industry, looking at the question of what's it really going to take for water efficiency to make its way into homes universally. So that was really fascinating conversation and ranged the gamut from technology innovation to builders doing the right thing to incentivizing water conservation and water efficiency with codes and incentives like performance-based codes. Tomorrow I'll be talking on another panel, the technology innovation panel, where we'll be diving more deeply into our product, a Leapfrog Designs product, which is the Estuary. It is a nature-based on-site water reuse technology for gray water reuse. And we're going to be showcasing that product in one of Bill Roth's homes on Saturday.
So let's talk a little bit about that tour for our listeners. So we have a series of tours coming up on Saturday as part of the summit. We start off at 9 o'clock at the Water Conservation Office off of San Mateo, and then transition into the Leapfrog design tour. So that's from 1 to 3. And where are people going to meet, or where do we? So the address is 1125 Paseo Barranca.
That's right.
To make it easier, you can just visit nextgenerationwatersummit.com and you can get all of the information there. But on that hands-on tour, what can people expect?
Well, it's going to be a tour of a home which is being built and is going to be including a on-site gray water reuse system. This particular reuse system is unique because it's also capturing kitchen wastewater, so I think it's going to be one of the first of its kind in New Mexico. You'll get a chance to see the Estuary, which is a modular planter. So it looks like an ornamental planter, and it treats the gray water for reuse in non-potable applications like toilet flushing and drip irrigation, so it can reduce your household water consumption by up to 40%.
Wow. Well, I'm excited to learn on that. I'm a hands-on learner, so it's always nice for me to see it.
And if you love plants, it's a beautiful planting. I've got some canna lilies in bloom. It's going to be a really nice show.
Wonderful. Well, Adam, thank you so much for stopping by and for being part of this year's Next Generation Water Summit.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.